The year is 1913. Just a year from now, a business deal that will not involve the natives will form the entity that will eventually be called Nigeria. But we are not in that place. Where we are, the imperialist British colonial government are at it again. After they had seemingly abolished slavery, they devised new ways to exploit people who they felt were beneath them. The British overregulated and overtaxed these people that it eventually ruined the local economy. They even enforced free labor to justify the harsh working conditions natives who couldn't pay their taxes were compelled. But as Africans, there is always someone who will never agree to such treatment. Hello, Jarvis Farm. Welcome to the season finale of Long Story Short. And as always, I'm your host, Liwa. To round off this season, we examine the story of a woman who colonialists called a witch and a mad woman. Today, we tell the story of Mekatilili Wa Menza. So, my dearest listeners, grab a coffee and take a sit, because it's story time. Well-behaved women rarely make the front pages of history. Why would they, when they've been made to conform to standards that are not supportive of societies that want development? And by those standards, Mekatilili Wa Menza was not well behaved. Mekatilili was the only girl among four boys born to poor parents in Mutsara Watsatsu, a village of the Giriama in modern Kenya. When she was born, she was named Nyanzi Wa Menza. She was later known as Mekatilili after the birth of her son, Katilili. As a child, her grandmother told her stories of the coming of the white man, which were foretold by a prophetess named Mepoho. According to the prophecy, Mekatilili learned that the foreigners would attempt to oppress her people and also try to destroy their culture. However, the prophecy also stated that a woman will defy them. Mekatilili first came in contact with Arabs and later the British in Malindi town, at a market near a town called Kilifi, where she went to trade. But her animosity toward the foreigners was triggered by a personal tragedy. On one of her trading visits, Mekatilili witnessed one of her brothers captured by Arab slave merchants. This left a deep psychological scar on her and has been attributed as being responsible for her strong feelings toward forced labor and oppression. Giriama women were rarely involved in political or societal matters. However, as a widow, it was culturally acceptable for Mekatilili to speak in public, and she used this as an advantage to the highest degree. She spoke against the harsh colonial government, specifically their practices of free labor and overtaxation. She also spoke against their stooges, which they had installed to govern the people. And she did this by dancing. The dancing that Mekatilili engaged in is called Kifudu. It is a type of ecstatic dance usually reserved for funeral ceremonies. So, the sight of an elderly woman excitedly dancing from town to town was somewhat unusual. Her Kifudu attracted a crowd of onlookers wherever she went, and soon the onlookers became devoted followers. Within weeks, the Giriama colonial system had all but shut down due to her efforts, all of which earned her the attention of the British colonial supervisor, Arthur Champion. The British also forcefully enlisted Giriama men to fight against other colonial powers, and this infuriated Mekatilili. Why would people who have come to take our lands, our people, and made us slaves in our land make us fight their battles? She just wasn't having it. According to a source, Mekatilili approached Champion and let loose a mother hen and some chicks in his house. Then she laid out a dare to him: try to pick out a single chick and see what the mother hen does. Champion, probably curious, did as he was instructed. And in a turn of event I was not shocking to anybody, the mother hen pecked the living daylight out of him. "See," said Mekatilili, "this is what will happen if you take Giriama men for your war." In response, Champion took out a gun and shot the mother hen. One time at a public meeting, Mekatilili got into a heated argument with Champion, which later turned physical when his face had a high-five moment with her palm. Immediately, the Giriama men rallied to defend her and were ready to deal with the British official, who was quickly whisked away. The British responded by firing shots at the gathering crowd. They had underestimated Mekatilili, but they were not about to back down. They responded by stepping up their efforts to curtail Mekatilili's influence. They forcefully took a chunk of Giriama land. They ordered the natives to move while killing about 150 of them. They burned 5,000 homes to the ground and destroyed places the villagers held as sacred with dynamite. And then they arrested Mekatilili and Wanje, a male activist. They were sentenced to 5 years imprisonment and were taken to Kisi, about 1,000 kilometers away, that is 600 miles. But the prison bars couldn't hold them for long, and so they both escaped. But the journey back home was the challenge. All they had was their feet, and they had to cover that long distance. They walked all the way home through areas covered with thick forests and infested with wild animals, which no Brit would dare explore. But to the surprise of the British, they both made it home. And as if she never left, Mekatilili continued right where she had left off. She spearheaded an uprising that led to the death of many Giriama people at the hands of the British, who also burnt Kayafungo, the spiritual capital of the Giriama. Mekatilili was rearrested, but this time she was sent up north near Kenya's border with Somalia. She returned 5 years after a revolt. By this time, British resources were stretched thin due to World War I, and the number of resources that were expended on Kenya was directly affected. And so, Arthur Champion gave up trying to quell any further uprising. With this, the Giriama people returned to their traditional way of life by reinstating their system of governance before the arrival of the British. At the head of the new council was Wanje, and at the head of the newly established women's council was Mekatilili. Although there was no happily ever after for Mekatilili, she is regarded as a brave woman who united the Wagiriama against the British, and as a courageous woman who wanted her people to be free. She had fought a good battle for the Giriama community. The resistance she led had a great impact on the emancipation of Kenya as we know it. Even though it took 5 decades to commemorate the Kenyan freedom heroine, while history might want to paint her as a widow, she is seen as a warrior.
Care to share your thoughts about this episode? Leave a review or your suggestions on our platform or under iTunes. I've been your host, Liwa.
Long Story Short was produced by Liwa and Aiko Rizu. This episode was edited, mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizu. Long Story Short is a production of Jamit Media.